thank you. You're so nice. I want to read a little bit from a book that I've been working on for a long time. Actually, still am kind of working on it. Even though it's in print, doesn't mean a guy can't dress it up a little bit. A book called Lake Wobegon Days. There's a little town that I come from in the center of Minnesota, founded by Unitarian missionaries who came out from Boston before the time of the Civil War to attempt to convert the Ojibwe Indians through the use of interpretive dance. Later settled by Norwegian Lutherans on their way back east from North Dakota, and by German Catholics who had misread their maps, but who refused to admit it, and who stayed there as if that was where they had meant to be all along. It's not a town that had great beginnings, had rather modest beginnings. First white explorer to set foot in Lake Wobegon was Father Pierre Plaisir in 1835. We think, though he might have been far to the west, perhaps as far as Montana. According to his calculations, he was near Lake Wobegon, or Lac Malheur, as the voyageurs call it, but the terrain he describes in his memoir, Le Monde, 1841, seems to be to the west, at least the mountain.